All right, so today I got some notes about the Lord's Supper. We're gathered today with brethren, and I want to talk about some important concepts from God's Word. And today I wanted to talk about the contrast of the faithfulness of Christ and His going to the cross, the stake for us, versus we know what men can do. Men can betray. So I want to do a contrast today. Man betrays, but God in Christ is always faithful. World famous verse, almost everybody that believes on Christ knows this verse, John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So we see a faithfulness in our Savior who was sent to surrender his life for us for redemption. And obviously, as we're pondering the Lord's Supper, this is a big thought that we all have to bear about what he did for us. He became our righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So because of what Christ did, the righteousness of him can overflow onto us. Of course, we have a response to the gospel as well. That's all part of the gospel that we teach and we preach. And Christ gave us this command. I'm going to go to Matthew 26. He gives us a remembrance of what he did for us. But first, there's kind of a warning, and it shows the heart of man. And I want to talk about that a little bit. Matthew 26, 21-29. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that the one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and he said, and he dipped his hand, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto the man whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said to him, Thou hast said. So we know that through the biblical account, Judas betrayed our Lord. And all of us can go against our Lord. That would be sin. All of us can fall short of the glory of God. The scriptures tell us, and we all have. But we see that Christ is faithful. And so that's what I kind of want to focus on, what he did for us today at the Lord's Supper, his coming into the world. But contrast that with what we see in men and how men can deceive, men can let us down. We can be part of that too. We're no better. 2 Timothy 4:10-11. Paul tells us, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, as departed unto Thessalonica. Cretans to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. So we see a man that fell back into the world as he was a claimed believer, but Christ remains faithful. Christ is our Messiah. Christ is our master. He's our king. Christ himself told us this about watching out for people around us and watching out in the future. Matthew 24:9-13. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound and the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. So he's giving us, warning us about what man's going to do. As we're looking to Christ, we have to be mindful of what goes on around us and comparing Christ's faithfulness to how men can fail us. We can fail ourselves. We can fail other brethren. Mark 13:10-13. And the gospel must first be published among all nations, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given to you in that hour that ye speak. For it is not that ye speak, but that the Holy Ghost Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end, the same will be saved. So Jesus has given us the contrast of man going against men, and then he calls us to be faithful to him and endure, just as he was faithful to his people and gave his life for us at the stake. Brother Paul talks about in Galatians 2, verse 4, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privy to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us in to bondage. So false brethren can come among the body of believers. We have to be mindful of that. Paul also warned about carnal people in the body, 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 3. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are carnal. For where is there among you envying and strife and divisions? Are ye not carnal and walk as men? So again, we see carnality in the body. Christ is faithful. Christ is doing his work in us. Philippians tells us he's going to continue a good work in us. But we see all of these issues with people, even believers in the body, that we have to be mindful of. I'm contrasting here Christ, faithfulness in God versus man and even our own selves. That should humble us to realize who we are and who Christ is and how we should see the difference and how we should walk circumspect in that way. 1 Corinthians 1, 12 through 13. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? So Paul's calling them back to getting out of that strife and that envy. And where is the focus? On Christ. That's what I'm trying to bring here to us today, is to focus on Christ, who's faithful, not men who are going to fall into sin, and not mankind that Christ had to come for. Christ needs to be our focus. Brother Peter said this, 2 Peter 2, verse 1, but there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who shall privately bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. So we kind of, as a body, have experienced that recently. Someone that claimed to be a believer, but then basically denied the Lord and denied access of the Lord to their whole entire life. So we see that in the body, and it's kind of why I wanted to bring it up here. We want to test all these things, test ourselves. Men are going to deceive. They're going to walk right among us sometimes for a season. But if we stay focused on Christ, the Judas-type characters or the sin in us will be rooted out. And the comparison of Christ versus us, we strive for that perfection of him. And we can root that out in us and even in the body. And it may serve as a protection if we do it with wisdom to keep those types out. So betrayers, false teachers, fleshly, fake, false brethren, they're going to come, they're going to go. But I raise this issue not so that we can look down and be sad and lament, but I raise this issue so that we can look at the goodness of God this day when we contemplate the Lord's Supper and we think about what God has done, and he's called all men everywhere to repent. Acts 17 tells us that. And we have a glorious Savior who laid down his life for us, and the Bible says he is faithful. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, we're all going to fall short. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we're here today to celebrate the Lord's Supper. It's that unrighteousness in us that needs to be cleansed, and it's by Christ, his stripes, his shed blood, his resurrection, the gospel that we preach all over, that we can overcome that and we can attain what God wants for his people to his glory. I would say it's definitely to God's glory, lest we turn away and it be to our condemnation and we bring not glory to God. Although people that are condemned by their own will, it is also glorifying to God, because he's perfect, he's true, he's just, and he's righteous. So let's all ponder this. We're his sheep. That's important. We have to keep our eyes. All of us talk about AEOC, All Eyes on Christ, the Good Shepherd. We don't go astray, otherwise we go into sin. Nothing dwells good in our carnal fallen hearts. We know that, including us saints. We're no better than all these people we read about. All of us deserve a fiery fate that would come upon us without Christ's sacrifice for us. But because of Christ's perfect work, I want us to focus on the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, and our response to it. Our response to it is what reflects our faith in him, as we read about in Hebrews 11. They had faith and they acted. We have to have faith and works to act. And so that's what we study about. That's what we teach. That's what we live to proclaim. So we're spared from our fate if we remain in him. And Brother Paul gives us a warning. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 and 2. Wherefore, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, the good news, which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached to you, lest you believed in vain. So Paul tells us we got to endure lest it we believe in vain. And so think about that. What man can do, what we can do, how we can fall, how we can be deceitful, and think about the contrast of what Christ has done for us by his death, burial, and resurrection. And he showed us the glorious way by which we should remember him. Let's go back to Matthew 26, verse 26, starting with, as they were eating, Jesus took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples, and he said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and he gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, or covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. That's a pretty awesome promise right there. So he gives us this remembrance, the Lord's Supper, the bread, and the wine. And we're gathered today with it on our hearts and our minds. What did he do for us? Well, our Lord came, showed us the perfect way, showed us the kingdom, showed us how to live. And this is what he really did right here. Luke 23, and I'm going to read a bunch of verses, 27, 34, 44 through 46. And they followed him with a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus turned unto them and said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear and the paps that never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there where also two other malefactors led with him were to be put to death. And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right and the other on the left. And then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted out his raiments, and they cast lots. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a great darkness over the whole earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. So that's the account of our Lord laying down his life for us, his shed blood. We all know the glorious story. He rose again on the third day. And he is at the right hand of the Father. He's going to be coming back for his people. He promised that. But I want us just to ponder today as we think about, as we should every day, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ for our salvation. Think about what dwells in men. Think about what can dwell in us as a body if we're not careful. We too can fail. None of us are too high and too lifted up. Proverbs 16, 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit comes before a fall. So I think it's just mindful for us to all keep our eyes on Christ, who will never fail us. Keep our eyes on the one who made the way for us. He alone is working in us through the Spirit. We can all help each other, but it truly is a work of God. And he told us what we need. We need to abide and remain in him. John 15:4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me." So I just wanted to share that with my brothers and sisters today. I want to thank the Father as a body for the cross, the stake of Christ, and Him who was faithful for us. He overcame for us. He did this great work for us that we couldn't do. And now as we go and we preach to other people, we tell them, now we have a part that we must do. We could never do His perfect blood work, but now we follow, we obey, we must be faithful as a body of brethren, and we must do what Paul told us to do, proclaim His death until He comes. So thank you, Father, for this glorious gathering that we get to partake of the body and the blood of Christ, knowing He's faithful. Even though at times we aren't, and we know many people that aren't faithful around us, we know that our Lord and our Savior and our Master and our King is faithful to us unto everlasting life. So I want to leave it right there. I hope that blessed you, and I'm going to pray, and then we're going to partake.